Ralphie Radio Show, the 97 VHT, obviously a very interesting addition to the Ralphie Radio Show. If you're looking to hear your favorite songs and stay informed on the latest regarding the river levels and this flood, we will keep you up to date throughout the afternoon here on 97 VHT. Big news right now, Luzerne County EMA has ordered a mandatory evacuation for all areas covered by the Wyoming Valley levee system that were affected by Agnes in 72. You got to get out of there by 4 p.m. today. Susquehanna River in Wilkes-Barre expected to crest at about 40.7 feet between 8 p.m. and midnight tonight. The levee system protects Wilkes-Barre and other communities up to about 41 feet. So we are cutting it close. Hold on one second here. We're going to try to get WBRE meteorologist Dave Kaharchuk on the line.
I'm actually talking to you right now from the Fox 56 studios up on Route 315. We have begun an evacuation of WBRE itself. As you know, we are right down in the floodplain there in downtown Wilkes-Barre. The river is at the second highest level it's ever been at outside of Agnes. So the latest number I saw was just over 35 feet.
I live downtown. I had to evacuate as well. From the flyers that were left on my door, they're expecting the power to be shut down downtown across the downtown area at around 4 o'clock. The valley evacuates by 4 o'clock. You got the Ralphie Radio Show here on 97 VHT. We will keep you up to date with the very latest on the levels and any other news breaking regarding this flooding as it's already begun in some parts of northeastern PA. Please stay safe out there. WBRE now reporting that the river has risen to about 36.5 feet. You're not out of downtown yet. You're about to be greeted by the National Guard. Get out of there. It's for your own safety. Issue on the Cross Valley with people stopping to take photos. Please, if you're on the Cross Valley, keep moving. People need to get out. 97BHT, full flood update on 97BHT with the Ralphie Radio Show and WBRE. Next, after the script and nothing, BHT. River Street already blocked off. He's tweeted out some photos. The police are there. The National Guard, if not there, are coming. About 400 of them.
As far as the river goes, Ralphie, I just checked the latest numbers. It is now the second highest crest in history, 37.0 feet at Wilkes-Barre.
Matter of fact, I just heard earlier Josh O'Dell talking about it on air. It's still expected to crest at a very high level, a dangerous level, but the pace seems to be slowing, no?
It is.
Volunteers, if you want to help, we'll give you a number here, 823-7161. That's 823-7161. If you're a volunteer, you'd like to help. Red Cross Evacuation Center Hotline, 800-RED Cross.
97 GHQ. Northeast PA traffic.
And we'll get a look at the roads right now at 323. Pat Winters, what is going on?
80 West, shut down west of 81. It will be open for local traffic.
There are two more evacuation centers that open that you can go to. The Nescopec Fire Company now accepting people. St. Paul's up in Mountaintop. The Red Cross is opening a portable hospital in Lake Lehman High School. Pierce Street Bridge is closed down due to traffic and the river rising. Ralphie Radio Show is on 97 BHT. We'll continue to update you on this flood throughout the afternoon. Again, the latest are saying now the river expected to crest at about 2 a.m. near the top of the levee. 97 BHT. Andrew Seaman is a freelance reporter for USA Today. He is in downtown Wilkes-Barre reporting for USA Today. Joins me now on 97 BHT. Linked up with him on Twitter. Andrew, thank you so much for making some time. Where are you right now and what is the latest, sir?
I'm actually on Kidder Street. I'm trying to file some stuff now, but I just came from downtown Wilkes-Barre. And actually, something I just tweeted is that Hollenbeck Cemetery is actually starting to flood.
Some good news being reported by WBRE's Andy Mihalchuk, who is down at Luzerne County EMA. The last two readings of the Susquehanna River in Wilkes-Barre have not shown any significant rises, which is good news. Certainly does not mean by any stretch of the imagination we're out of the clear. You spoke with any of your former classmates or professors as far as what they're doing? Because class is obviously back in session at Wilkes.
Yeah, well, when I talked to Mayor Layton earlier today, he was on the levee and by the gateway by Wilkes, and he said that they had a meeting last night with school district and the university and urged them to close, which they did.
We have a flood update coming up within about 15 minutes for you here on 97BHT. In the 5 o'clock hour on 97BHT, we would do the guest list for the Woodlands. We are not doing a guest list, and furthermore, this just in, Evolution Nightclub at the Woodlands will be closed down tonight. The Woodlands encouraging everyone to stay home and stay safe.
We're on pace, still on pace for the crest at 40.8 feet at 2 o'clock in the morning. If that happens, that would be second to only Agnes, and we're only talking an inch difference. Of course, so there are some lower-lying areas like Plymouth and Plains, West Nanticoke. I know Shikshinny has been hit hard. West Pittston, an absolute mess.
Some very riveting photos and video, including the shots in Edwardsville of the Kmart Plaza there. I mean, the water is rising almost to that top Big K.
Near Harvey's Lake, some flooding there into the Grotto restaurant.
Latest update on the level of the Susquehanna River from 97 BHT. According to WBRE, it's up to about 38 feet now expected to still crest around 2 a.m. If you're wondering, 97 BHT Ralphie Radio Show power has been cut from a lot of places in downtown Wilkes-Barre by PPL already. How do I know this firsthand? Well, my apartment's only a few blocks from the river. I have one of those sling boxes that connects to your cable box. You can watch TV anywhere, and I am no longer able to dial into it. By the way, we're going to be on air with you for the foreseeable future. Cook's Pharmacy in Shavertown now filling prescriptions for anybody that needed to evacuate immediately. Last figure that we heard as far as the Susquehanna River in Wilkes-Barre was about 38 and a half feet. From BHT, thank you so much for tuning in. It's the Ralphie Radio Show.
Well, Ralphie, the river level continues to hover at about 38 and a half feet. They saw a brief drop. I mean, an insignificant drop, really. Might have just been a gauge error. We still expect that river to continue to rise. We had a crest at Towanda, and typically the crest happens here about 12 hours later. That happened up in Towanda, Bradford County, at about 2 in the afternoon.
Normally, I would set up at 7, and we're going to table those plans, though. I'll be on with you until, well, the foreseeable future, at least, to give everyone throughout Northeastern PA updates. Especially, I know there are some that maybe aren't directly affected by the flood, but are on a PPL grid where power was shut down. I actually had found out from AJ that I needed to evacuate. I was on my way to run an errand. I pulled a 180 and started packing stuff in a suitcase.
Well, the thing that I was happy about is the fact that you live on the second floor.
The official readings, it's at 38.7 feet.
This really isn't a matter of worrying about if the water's going to spill over the levee. Because if you think about it, the water could spill over the levees.
Right.
And we'd be okay.
Some people that just want to watch tonight's football game, WBRE's going to continue the around-the-clock coverage of the flood. However, if you do want to watch the football game and you do have power, it's going to be shown on My Network TV locally, so you still will be able to catch that. 97BH.
It's a good sign that they've got everything under control.
Right, absolutely. Some people were worried about those gaskets leaking, but again, crews got there right away, and of course, it helps a great deal that we have about 400 members of the National Guard right now. AJ, you have some news?
Yeah, actually, the river is now at 38.79 feet. That was as of about 30 minutes ago at about 7:45 at Wilkes-Barre.
They're also commenting on WBRE that officials down by the river are starting to calm down a little bit as well. Are we out of the clear yet? Absolutely not. But this is encouraging news. Certainly better than it rising more.
It is encouraging news. Some discouraging news, though. People in parts of Duryea, they're being asked to leave their homes after water from the Lackawanna River is starting to back up.
Andrew, you're down at Luzerne County EMA, and a curfew countywide has been put in place, correct?
That is from 9 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. tomorrow.
38.81 feet. That's where the Susquehanna River sits right now in Wilkes-Barre. It's at 38.82 feet. It was at 38.7 feet. There was a water rescue underway for a couple of UGI staff members along Route 11. Is that correct?
They needed to be evacuated, so there was a water rescue going underway to try and get them out of whatever situation they were in.
There's been some reports trickling in the levee in 44 was weakening and that they had to send crews over there to try and strengthen that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, bringing in stones or anything like that. I know that when I was on my way here, I saw several dump trucks heading down River Street towards the Merrick Street Bridge.
That's the current level of water at the Susquehanna River, 38.8 feet. As of 10:30. Giving updates twice an hour on this flood until Kit Craddock in the morning takes over about 5 a.m. You get the Ralphie Radio Show here on 97BHT. The floodgates, of course, started to leak in Wilkes-Barre. That was quickly fixed, and now that is not a problem. In 44, there was a minor issue as well, but it was more of a reinforcement-type deal. PPL is now restoring power, not to downtown Wilkes-Barre. There are areas that weren't affected by the flood, but were on the grid. PPL emergency officials believe this river has crested, and so they are restoring power to up to 8,000 customers in Wilkes-Barre. That is big news, and you wonder now, has this river crested? Again, conflicting reports. Great job by WBRE to get a camera crew over there in 44. Luzerne County EMA officials are saying a seepage, not a breakage, took place at the newer part of the levee in 44. Some encouraging news, perhaps. River recession has begun in Towanda and Meshavon. PPL has continued to restore power to parts of Wilkes-Barre. Matter of fact, the power is back on downtown, even right by the river. The lights on the Market Street Bridge are back on. I know my apartment and that complex, the power is restored as well. So that close to the river, the fact that they're restoring power, you'd like to think that is a good thing. Although, again, we are still not out of the clear. You're about 8 minutes away on 97BHT from another update regarding the river and the flood. You get the Ralphie Radio Show. We'll give you, lead you right up into Kit Craddock in the morning here on 97BHT. Right now, We'll play the latest from Skylar Gray. Again, that update coming in less than 8 minutes. Here's Invisible on 97 DHT. Cautiously optimistic is a term that the Luzerne County EMA is using when it comes to this levy. We're here for over 12 hours now, and if you've tuned in or tuned out and then tuned back in, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Ralphie Radio Show on 97 DHT. We'll have another flood update for you coming up within about 6 minutes. Right now, we got Jason Derulo and It Girl.
DHT.
Good morning, 222. Ralphie Radio Show. I'm with you until Kid Craddock in the morning here with 97 BHT. Good morning, 2:52 a.m. It's 97 BHT at the Ralphie Radio Show. We'll bring you right up to Kid Craddock in the morning. 3:17 here at 97 BHT. Ralphie Radio Show until Kid Craddock in the morning takes over, and we'll have another update on the flood and the Susquehanna River coming up within 7 minutes. Right now, it's the latest from Adele. Someone Like You now playing at 97 BHT. Good morning, 3:25 here at 97 BHT. President Obama this morning signing into effect an emergency declaration for northeastern Pennsylvania. So northeastern Pennsylvania will be eligible for some funds and some assistance through FEMA. 3:45, it's 97 BHT, and you got the Ralphie Radio Show, and we have some good news to report. Certainly not out of the clear yet in Wilkes-Barre, but the National Weather Service is reporting that the Susquehanna River in Wilkes-Barre has crested and is beginning to decline. However, it's still at its second highest height ever. It crested at about 9:45 last night at 38.83 feet. It is slowly declining. Great news that it is crested, not out of the clear yet, though. But again, Luzerne County EMA projecting that people will start being able to return back to their residency, in Wilkes-Barre Saturday afternoon. Yeah. 3:57 here at 97 BHT. Hello, it's the Ralphie Radio Show. About 7 minutes, we'll give you another update here on the river and the flood. 97 BHT, you got the Ralphie Radio Show with Bad Meets Evil and Bruno Mars. Good morning, 4:27 here at 97 BHT. Ralphie Radio Show will lead you right into Kid Craddock in the morning here on BHT. 4:46 here at 97 BHT. Ralphie Radio Show with another flood update coming your way in about 7 minutes. Actually, make that 10 minutes. Right now, it's Kelly Clarkson, Mr. Know-It-Alls on 97 BHT. Good morning, 4:57 here at 97 BHT. Kid Craddock in the morning coming up next on BHT, and we'll have more updates throughout the morning on the river and the flood watch going on right now in Luzerne County, specifically with the Susquehanna River in Wilkes-Barre. The good news reported earlier this morning by the National Weather Service, and again, while it's good news, certainly not out of the clear yet, but the river has crested at a height that is much lower than what the original projections were. If the river in Wilkes-Barre did crest at 38.83 feet.